Welcome to Comment with me, George Galloway, here on Press TV. Still the voice of the voiceless. Now, Comment is the big conversation, sometimes even the great debate. But it can only be either of those if you join in. That's why, above all, I need your telephone calls. Here's the number to dial. 442086014555. You call us, we'll call you back and establish a clear line. And remember, if you get on the television with me, the volume on your television has to be down at zero. Or you can SMS the show on 447800008066. And the best of those will come up here on the comment wall, if they're good enough. And the same with email, comment@presstv.co.uk. You can even tweet us at comment_presstv. The best of all those will come up here if they pass muster. Now, we're talking tonight about the Panama Papers. Not everyone in the world might know exactly what the Panama Papers are. Well, they're papers that revealed that rich and even powerful people around the world saw something in Panama that many of us had not. They fell in love with it, or at least their money did. It turns out that David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, no less, has been benefiting from funds hidden away in an offshore tax haven all the way in Panama, though some of it was spread across the Caribbean to places like the Bahamas. Now, David Cameron was far from the biggest of the culprits revealed in an anonymous leak, which has caused political and legal reverberations across the world. The Prime Minister of Iceland had to resign his post, though actually his exposure was somewhat less than David Cameron, the British Prime Minister. But there were many others too. There was the King of Saudi Arabia, and most of the previous kings of Saudi Arabia, and most of the princes of Saudi Arabia, and most of the sultans of the Persian Gulf Arab countries, as well as political leaders, heads of state, former heads of state in many, many countries, and people, it must be said, with close connections to heads of state. President Putin has said today that the papers do not implicate him, and that's absolutely true, but they certainly implicate people with whom he has a close friendship. My view is simple. Nobody should be allowed to hide their money away from their own people. Nobody should be allowed to hide their money away from their own tax authorities, from their own media. Anybody in public life ought to be entirely transparent about their finances. I had to, for almost 30 years, as a member of the British Parliament, I had to record on pain of imprisonment every penny that I earned. And I was happy to do so. But not all political leaders have done so. There's another one, the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Nawaz Sharif, turns out to be a big customer of the Panama tax avoidance, tax evasion schemes. It's causing tremendous trouble inside the British Parliament. The Labour opposition leader, Jeremy Corbyn, and the shadow Chancellor of the Exchequer, John McDonnell, have been putting remorseless pressure on the British government leaders on the subject, and there may very well be more to come. It is possible, you know, that the United Kingdom Conservative Party, the governing party led by David Cameron, may split in the next few weeks and months. Not just on the issue of the Panama Papers, indeed more to do with the very real possibility of David Cameron losing the European Union referendum and Britain withdrawing from the European Union. But if and when that happens, you can be sure that the mishandling, as Cameron himself described his handling of the revelations, of the Panama Papers will be a major tool, a major weapon that will be deployed. So, hit the phones. Here's Mike in London. He's the first caller. Mike, welcome.
Good evening, George.
Good evening, sir. What do you think is going to happen as a result of all this?
What, the actual papers themselves?
Yes.
Unless they release all the papers so that everyone can see the other people, especially the people that have been kept out of this, the Americans.
Yes, the Americans have been kept handily out of it, although,
yes,
of course, a very large number of the documents, more than 11 million documents that were leaked, 11 million. It's going to take some time to get through them, Mike.
Yeah, but, George, it is a farce. They wanted to implicate Putin for what reason, I don't know.
Well, they want rid of Putin, don't they?
Well, yes, just like they do with Assad. Now, whether they do it through papers, whether they do it through leaks, they forget Snowden's leaks that came out, that what these people were doing to human beings around the world, rendition, torture, and the rest. We wouldn't have known nothing about it if those papers didn't come out. They've treated this gentleman despicably. He can't even go back home and visit his family.
You're talking about Snowden?
Yes.
Yeah, sure, Snowden and Assange have both been treated in a desperately poor manner, including by a media that ought to have been very grateful to them for revealing secrets that they ought to have been finding out.
But the thing that's actually got me with regards to all the papers, these people that they've advertised are fairly high up in all these countries' governments. These people are public servants. So where did this money that they had to squirrel away in offshore accounts, where did it come from?
Well, much of it was stolen. Stolen from their own people. I mean, where did the King of Saudi Arabia get the vast treasure chest that he had salted away in Panama? He stole it from his people.
George, the only upside on this whole thing was with regards to Iceland. They, in fact, I may even move there. They decided that this person did wrong and he had to go, and he went. He's the only person.
He went because the people moved. Isn't that right, Mike?
Yes, sir.
The people are going to move again in London on Saturday. There's another demonstration like this one outside Downing Street on Saturday.
Yeah, but George, you've been there. You went there when we asked not to go to war in Iraq. We've asked many times, we've demonstrated in many places. Do they listen to us? No, they don't.
Well, but we've got to keep trying, Mike. What's the alternative? Go to sleep?
No, well, no, you can't go to sleep, George, but at some point, somebody honourable has got to be put into government. But you see, I'm looking at it as one person. We have a number of people with whatever parties. These people are not all honest. These people don't carry on with the title they've been given, the Right Honourable. It should be taken away.
Most of them are Right Dishonourable.
Thank you.
Mike, thank you very much for that opening call. Mohammed is in South Wales. Always worth hearing. Mohammed, go ahead.
Asalaamu Alaikum to you, George.
Alaikum Salaam.
Good, good. Well, what it is, I think it's just, as your caller said earlier on, it's to get at Putin, you know, the Russian Prime Minister. What it is, they don't want anybody standing against them, see. If somebody stands in front of them and confront them, oh, they hate it. They don't like it at all, you know. Long as you are a poodle and a puppet to them and say, don't do as we do, do as we say, you know?
And, yeah, although, I mean, the leaks have been very damaging, more damaging to others than to Putin, whose name isn't even in the documents.
Yeah, but they're not concerned about other people. They are concerned about him. Well, so where are the Americans? Because, where are the American
because
people?
He turned out not to be in the documents. No. But David Cameron is.
Yeah.
And he's in big trouble. The Prime Minister of Iceland was, and he's out.
Yeah. You'll see what happened with him. Come around, before, first of all, he was denying that he didn't have anything, not a penny from his father trust and all that. No, all of a sudden when the paper came out and everybody knew, oh, yes, okay, I did have a bit of a money. No, he's publishing his accounts as well.
Well, Cameron five times changed his story.
Exactly. And this is how the media, this is how they are. All these politicians, most of these politicians are that way, you know. They're corrupt to the end.
What do you think about Nawaz Sharif's fortune?
Oh, my God. Listen, I don't want to even talk about him because he's not worth even talking about. That guy is so corrupt. So corrupt is unbelievable. He's robbing our country day in, day out, you know.
And okay. Thanks very much, Mohammed. Good call. Colin is in Hastings, also in England. Go ahead, Colin.
Hi, George. How are you?
By the grace of God, I'm good. Thanks. Go ahead.
All right. I just wanted to make a comment on David Cameron and the Panama Papers.
Yeah.
And this is why what he's done is disgusting. It's not because what his father did was illegal. It's the hypocrisy that he postures himself as the leader of a country where we're expected to pay our taxes fairly, and he's condemned Jimmy Carter in the past for his involvement in aggressive tax avoidance schemes.
He said, we're all in it together, he told us.
Yeah, of course. So I don't see why he hasn't condemned his dad, and I don't see why he hasn't apologized himself for benefiting from his dad's tax avoidance. He's just a coward. His hypocrisy shows he has no integrity. If I'm a politician and I say I'm very pro-marriage and family values, and I've been found out to have a mistress, the first thing I'm going to do is apologize, and the second thing I'm going to do is resign.
Well, that's why you've not made it in politics, Colin. Thanks very much for that call. Khalifa is in Coventry. Khalifa, go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Galloway. How are you?
By the grace of God, I'm good, sir. Go ahead.
Good, good. I'm very, happy, again, talking to you, actually, on a live show with Press TV.
Welcome.
And my warmest welcome is also with you, Mr. Galloway.
Thank you, sir.
For all the good work that you have actually been doing.
Thank you.
And what I would like here to, you know, to reaffirm to you is that what you were doing is actually the right thing. And also, I would like to confirm to you that people, the eye of this world, which is the majority of people, have actually been thinking about these people that got involved in these Panama Papers as some kind of suspects. But at the moment, they are no more suspects. They are criminals. We believe that. But the problem is, we are just awaiting some kind of judgment or what is going to happen to these people, to our society, that they have been lying to us, basically. Right? We now believe that Panama Papers exposes a massive global corruption scandal that the world elites have been doing in this kind of a decade or in our lifetime. People like Bernie Sanders have actually predicted this revelation that nothing has been revealed so far. You understand? And at the end of the day, you can tell, and I'm going to tell, that nothing maybe is going to happen. Only the rich, the overprivileged, and privately educated people are enjoying this world as I'm speaking to you right now, Mr. Galloway. The hard-working families, that they are spending their time at work, getting money, £8 an hour, £7 an hour, £6.50 an hour. These people got even overtaxed sometimes. It's ridiculous, as you can see. Around 400 journalists from, more than 100 media organizations in more than 80 countries have taken part in researching this document, and it found out to be true. You know what I'm saying?
And there's more to come, because 11 million documents is going to take a long time to fill it. Khalifa, thanks for a great call. Adam is in London. He's on next. Go ahead, Adam.
Good evening, George.
Nice to hear from you again.
The International Consortium of Investigative Journalists has done very well to come out with this file. to telling the whole world that those who claim to be the purveyors of justice and fighting corruption are themselves the most criminal gang in the world. For instance, Mr. Cameron is saying his dad is the most inspiring person. His dad is his inspiration. Then that is fantastic. Because if his dad can have offshore account, which of course, offshore companies, which of course Mr. Cameron knows about it, and he is a
profiteer. Of course, I mean, how did he get through Eton? As Mark Steele, the comedian, put it, did he work his way through Eton on a paper round? He's lived all his life on the gains that have been earned, if that's the word, by hiding wealth offshore.
Yeah, it's true. But a little bit of problem that I've got with some of these publications are because of the truth of this whole issue, some of the media organizations would want to lip service their masters by bringing in certain things that would discredit the whole file. For instance, align Putin, putting Putin's name first on this file.
His picture was in every report, even though his name wasn't on any document.
Very good. And again, same companies that are supplying Assad, the Syrian government, and companies that have dealings with Iran. What is wrong with any company have dealings with Iran? What is wrong with a company dealing with Syria? What is wrong with all this? But what we want to know is, we want those who are taking money from the poor to fund their lavish tax.
Well, that's you're absolutely correct. David Cameron was taking £30 a week out of the pockets of disabled people in Britain in the very week that it was revealed that he was a long-time beneficiary of wealth siphoned away to Panama to avoid tax on it. Very good point, Adam. Thanks for the call. Mika is in Northampton. My goodness, it's hot tonight. Go ahead, Mika.
Hi, it's Micah.
Sorry, Micah, I beg your pardon.
No problem. So my problem is just the pure arrogance of this man. So a couple of days ago in the Commons, the swine impaler argued that wealth and aspirations are not dirty words, basically implying that tax dodging was justified because he had succeeded in his aspiration for wealth. And the idea that those in high-income jobs are the pinnacle examples of aspiration is so deeply, deeply patronizing to those of us who work tirelessly in relatively low-income jobs. So I'm a tree surgeon, and trust me, I work hard, you know, and I know plenty of people who work in construction and other labouring jobs, and every day they wake up and they work tirelessly, and the idea that they don't live up to Cameron's standards, that we're not somehow aspirational.
Yeah, nor low achiever. You're a low achiever, Micah.
Say again?
I think Alan Duncan put it well when he said we're all low achievers.
Low achievers, exactly. Do you know what? At the end of a hard day's work, I feel like I've achieved a lot, you know? And when I look at my bank account, I'm content. I'm happy, you know? I'm not, you know, scrimping and saving. I'm doing all right. But the fact that I'm not aspirational is just, it drives me insane.
It's a very big insult.
You know, and the idea that, you know, aspiration is linked with wealth. You know, I do aspire. I aspire for happiness. I aspire for contentment, for meaningful friendships, to travel, you know.
Wonderful call, Micah. Wonderful call. God bless you. Farida in London, what do you think the impact of this on the Conservatives and Cameron is going to be, Farida?
Good evening, George.
Good evening.
Now that the proverbial has hit the fan, there is one thing that is really puzzling me. Perhaps you can enlighten me. We have known about the so-called tax havens for years, George. It's not something new. I would like to know who set them up, who made it legal. Because as far as the legal profession is concerned, there is nothing illegal about holding these overseas accounts.
No, there should be, but there isn't.
and the fact that whoever set it up was banking on the total secrecy and the privacy of the people who were going to use this facility. The most amazing thing to me is that after the revelations, we have not been privy to the American names, the big fish. And I have a feeling in my bones that this whole thing was set up by the Americans. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, that's certainly what the Russian view was. It's not my view, because actually Putin hasn't been damaged by it at all. But many friends of the United States have been damaged. David Cameron has been gravely damaged. His party has been further split as a result of it. So I don't myself believe that. It may be that someone's sitting on big American names, or it may be that the American names are all just grubby capitalists of no great public interest. We'll see in time, maybe.
George?
Yes?
Does it matter the actual amount that has now been revealed, or is it just all relative?
I don't think it matters. I think if you're hiding away any money at all, it's reprehensible. The Prime Minister of Iceland has gone. The Prime Minister of Pakistan has not. The King of Saudi Arabia has not gone yet. But they're all revealed as 40,000 thieves of one kind or another, no?
Yeah, George, what Mr. Cameron has revealed is peanuts compared to what Mr. Nawaz Sharif has got. So does the amount actually bother us?
Well, it bothers me. I don't think the scale of... If I was a Pakistani, I'd be pretty angry at the wealth of their prime minister. But I'm not. But I'm entitled to be angry about David Cameron luxuriating as one of the country's richest men, in part because of hidden wealth in Panama and in the Bahamas. Farida, thanks for a great call. Shujat in London, before the break. Go ahead, Shujat.
Hello there, George. How are you? All right?
I'm great, thanks. Go ahead.
Yeah, George, about these Panama leaks, I mean, what we have to think is two or three big things. Where did the money come from, these people here in the Panama League, Panama Bank? So where did it come? Was it legal money? Why was it hidden? Why didn't they reveal it? And why are they heads of state? They run the country, and yet they own the whole country, and yet steal money from the poor people and hide it abroad. It's a terrible crime. They should be tried for it. I mean, especially Nawaz Sharif. I'm from that part of the world, and I'm really, really angry at what he's done. This is stealing poor people's money, stashing it away, and we thought the other party was bad. People's party was corrupt. But they don't know no better. They're worse. This is disappointing.
Well, all these leaders should keep their money in their own country.
Yes,
and they should declare it and pay tax on it.
That's
the problem with David Cameron is that when your money's offshore, it's offshore so you can avoid tax on it. Otherwise, why would you put it in Panama? What was it that first attracted Mr. Cameron's father to the fly-blown, mosquito-infested Panamanian basin? It was the ability to hide the money, wasn't it?
David Cameron has a very small amount. I mean, he's the poor chap is being hounded for that. It's not good, not at all right. I agree with you. I mean, you're saying in principle it's wrong. But the scale of the theft for Nawaz Sharif, for Saudi kings and princes, and for all the other funny ones, the Asian kings, the Muslim kings, they are really very, very bad story. Because this means that they are stealing their own country's money, which is already very poor. Pakistan, poorest country, if all the people could bring their wealth back to Pakistan, if the People's Party and this Nawaz Sharif, the country would be in good stead. They'd pay off all their loans and be good towards development.
Well, that's the point that goes to the heart of what's going to happen now. My view is David Cameron's days are numbered, and when they're counted, this scandal will be one of the major reasons. I've got to go for 3 short minutes, God willing, for a news bulletin. Don't go away. You're watching Comment with me, George Galloway, on Press TV, still the voice of the voiceless. We're discussing the Panama Papers, the 11 million leaked documents, which revealed that some of the most powerful people in the world, as well as some of the most wealthy people in the world, and sometimes those two categories overlapped, have been hiding their wealth, of all places, in Panama. It was a legal firm which was established in Panama to handle secretly the wealth of the rich and powerful. The Saudi Arabian king, various satrapies in the Persian Gulf, Arab countries, and the Prime Minister of Iceland and the Prime Minister of Britain were all implicated. The United States appears to have gotten off lightly so far, so we better hear from Abdul in Boston about whatever reverberations there has been in the United States. Abdul, welcome to the show.
Thank you, George.
You're welcome.
I tried twice to get through. This is the first time, and I have been listening for a long time.
Excellent. Good to hear from you. Go on.
I wanted to comment about Panama and Israel, if you will let me.
Sure.
And in the Panama situation, Panama and Grenada were the two countries that the United States invaded, controlled, and managed. So I think this is a managed release, and the target was Putin of Russia. The other thing is Israel I would like to talk about, because you actually influenced me a lot. I was born in Somalia. I was raised to believe that Yahud, which is Jews, were bad. And I don't see any other side that was good. And you corrected me, and I have met with American Jews, and I found out that they were really, really good people. Totally different. So you converted someone to the right path. I hope people will know that you are directing people to the correct version and not stereotyping people.
Well, thank you, Abdul. My youngest son is called Mustaqim, the straight path, and we must all follow it. And we must avoid all siren voices that wish to call us onto rocks which will destroy us and damage what we believe in. Abdul in Boston, thank you for a fine call. Nasser is in the United Kingdom. When will the Conservative Party pay the price for all this, Nasser?
Good evening, George.
Good evening, sir.
We eat Panama paper, we drink Panama paper, we sleep Panama paper, and
I'm trying to read the whole 11 million.
Can I, George, today on the state media, what I call the state media, you know, the BBC and the CNN and the Channel 4 and all those, they talk about Putin, and Putin is not even mentioned.
No.
On the Panama paper.
It's not going well for them.
Islander.
The Putin project's not going well for them. He's practically, I mean, with the exception of Iran, he's practically the only world leader who's not in the papers.
Well, I would like to say, George, this is what I called, you know, the, instead of talking about the real thing, we are the citizens of this planet. A lot of bad things happening in Yemen, in Iraq, in Syria. Today in Gaza, in Israel, in the illegal state, they demolished, you know, few houses, they killed a few kids. And they arrested today over 20 kids underage. Now, why, you know, all this energy, instead of talking about it...
But they're not separate things, are they? There's a lot of energy there on the streets of London. There'll be even more energy on Saturday. There'll be 10 times that number there on Saturday. We're entitled to be angry about our Prime Minister avoiding tax, about our Chancellor of the Exchequer avoiding tax, That's not a separate issue from being angry about Israel demolishing houses.
But, George, I mean, if David Cameron is, you know, is in it, he should resign. That's what the British, I think that's what the law says. If he's involved, he should resign.
All right, thanks for your answer. Nasser in the UK thinks we should be talking about something else, but actually I don't believe that these issues are separate at all. The David Cameron who avoided his taxes is the same David Cameron who supports Israeli crimes, who supports Saudi Arabia, which, by the way, has a leadership that was all over the Panama Papers. You know, people say the Americans set it up to get Putin. Well, why didn't they throw away the papers that implicated their Saudi puppets? Why didn't they throw away the papers that revealed that thousands and thousands of Israeli figures were hiding their wealth in Panama? You know, just because some things are a conspiracy doesn't mean everything is a conspiracy. Sometimes when it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, and quacks like a duck, it's because it is a duck. And the Conservative Party leader has been caught red-handed. He is a duck. We have the proof. He then told five different stories about his family's involvement. And maybe the fifth is not the final story. And it has created all kinds of difficulties for David Cameron's party in the British Parliament. And they've already got many other problems, not least the European Union referendum, which might bring Cameron down. So as Mr. Macmillan, a former Conservative Prime Minister, once put it, it's not one damn thing, it's one damn thing after another. And that's why I was so happy that these papers revealed what they revealed. Now, the intention of those who revealed them may have been different. The end result might not be exactly as I would have liked. The other countries whose leaders are implicated may move faster or more slowly against them. But the British people will be out on Saturday at noon on the demonstration against David Cameron. It's piling on the pressure. It's not that it's illegal, it's that it should be illegal. Apart from anything else, David Cameron did not register in the House of Commons register of members' interests the fact that he had any shares in Panama in the first place. Now, why is that not illegal? I would argue it is illegal. But if it isn't, why isn't it illegal? It's opening up all these questions, and he's suddenly looking like a worried man. Hallelujah. Rejoice. This man who's committed so many crimes, not just against the British people, but against the people in Libya, whose country he helped to destroy, against the people of Iran, against whom he maintained vitriolically a steady propaganda offensive and economic and political sanctions, the consequences of which are many and wide. The people of Palestine, whom he supported the oppression of by endlessly backing their Israeli oppressors. The people of Syria, whose country he helped to largely destroy by supporting the extremists who've torn it to pieces. The people of Russia, against whom he's maintained sanctions and again an endless supply of propaganda and dirty words, isn't it? Something to celebrate when he's caught red-handed, caught with his trousers down. Rejoice. Read these Panama Papers. Find the nuggets amongst them. Spread the word. Highlight them. That's what the proper response to these papers should be. Not to say that we should be talking about house demolitions in Palestine as if that was the only issue. And it's not a separate issue either. So me, I'm going to be on the demonstration on Saturday. I was on the demonstration last Saturday. I took my open top bus with my microphone and my loudspeakers up and down. You can see the film of it on my Facebook. Up and down Whitehall, stopping outside Downing Street, asking the police to arrest that man living in number 10 because he had deceived the British people and he had, I believe, defrauded his next-door neighbor, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, by avoiding tax that he should have been paying. And I don't accept that it's a small amount. We don't yet know the whole amount. David Cameron lived the life of Riley all of his life, and much of it was funded by his parents' money, which was sheltered offshore for the purpose of avoiding tax. That's a very big scandal indeed. Let's see if Paddy in London agrees with me. Paddy, welcome to the show.
Good evening, George. Good evening.
Good evening to you, sir. Go ahead.
Do you agree with me, George, that the Panama Papers displays the explicit nature of how the rich and the powerful people, certain people in this country, can not only exploit the public, but also exploit their powerful role in society? And maybe it's because Mr. Cameron has an alternative agenda as being Prime Minister. He is able to put things in place to make sure he can protect his wealth. And just a very quick point on Mr. Skinner. Maybe Mr. Skinner should have called Mr. Cameron Donut Dave, because he's bad for our health, he's full of nonsense, and he can be bought for next to nothing.
Well said, Paddy. Dennis Skinner is an 83-year-old Labour Member of Parliament. He's been a Member of Parliament for well over 40 years and is one of the few men in the House of Commons worthy of the title Member of Parliament. And he was thrown out of Parliament this week. Can you believe it? Thrown out for describing David Cameron as Dodgy Dave. What did you think of that, Paddy?
I thought it was absolutely disgraceful, but there were cheers and clapping in my living room as Mr. Skinner shouted to John Bercow, "Do what you like." I thought it was brilliant. A true working class hero, Mr. Dennis Skinner.
He is a working class hero, a former miner, one of the few working class Labour members of Parliament still around, and he's 83. There are not two Dennis Skinners. It's not easy to replace him when he eventually steps down, but he thrilled the British people when they saw the courage, like a lion, with which he roared this allegation at the Conservative Prime Minister. And I asked Paddy, after it happened, if the Parliament thought that their standing in British opinion had gone up by throwing Dennis Skinner out or gone down. I'm in no doubt that it's gone down. What about you?
I think the House of Commons has done itself no favours, and I don't think Mr. Bercow has done the House of Commons any favours whatsoever. However, what has happened is the Americans as covered by the Independent, the American folk are now well on board with Mr. Skinner.
Oh, he's become a folk hero in the United States.
Indeed.
As I once was myself. Paddy in London, thanks for that, call. I appreciate it. And the voice of Paddy there and the voice of Dennis Skinner in Parliament this week was, I think, speaking for the country. You see, when these tough, posh, public school prats who rule us tell us that we're all in it together, that we have to all suffer austerity together, that they don't really want to pick the pockets of the poor and the pensioners and the disabled, but they have to because there just is no money. All of that is now revealed to everyone as utterly, utterly false. That means these papers have exploded on the Conservative government with very great force indeed. Let's hear from our friend Costas. I think he's in Cyprus. Are you in Cyprus, Costas?
Yes, I am in Cyprus, George.
I wish I was with you. Go ahead.
I lived in the UK for 40 years, George, and I'm now living in Cyprus because I'm a Greek Cypriot.
Good.
Now,
if you know any Cypriots still living in London, ask them to vote for me on May the 5th for Mayor of London. Go ahead, Costas.
I know many, my friend. But let me get on with the situation. I think it was a disgrace. A prime minister who has been telling people for ever since he was elected that he's after the dodgers for taxes, who are dodging social security, and he wanted to make reforms. It's a disgrace. He has known for years that his father had this account, this offshore account. Of course he knew. When his father died, he knew he received a sum of money which came from an offshore company. Now, of course, everybody would try and do that. But in your position as a man who is a leader of the Conservatives, who is trying to make reforms on tax dodgers, he's tax dodging himself. And only the little man pays, the man on the street.
What a wonderful way of putting it. Only little people pay taxes, said a famous United States tax dodger who went to prison. And I think you've summed it up perfectly. It's the fact that he is the prime minister of the country. He's telling us that the country is so short of money that all kinds of cuts and all kinds of changes have to happen because the country doesn't have the money to pay for it when rich and powerful people like him are hiding their money away from the taxman. It's that he told us we're all in it together when some of us were in it here and he was in it in Panama. It's that he sends police officers to the doors of poor people on benefits to arrest them if they're cheating their benefits for a couple of pounds a week whilst himself benefiting from such malfeasance which dwarfs the malfeasance of any benefit claimant. Thanks for that, Costas. Bobby is in London. Go ahead, Bobby.
All right, Bob. Right, George, yeah, I'm a big fan.
Thanks,
mate. Firstly, you see these Panama Papers. I actually believe this could actually destroy the Conservative Party. And one of the interesting things you may not know is that last week when the Panama stuff was going on, certain Conservatives would rather not bring up the European issue because they believe the Panama issue will, as Dennis Skinner said, brand Dave Dodgy, so to speak. And one of the great reasons why I'm actually so passionately for us leaving the European Union is that so we can get the Tories out and they can split for good.
Me too, Bobby. I mean, what's not to love? You get out of the neocon ramp of bankers that is the EU. You get rid of David Cameron. You dish George Osborne's chances of succeeding him. You split the Tory party down the middle.
Exactly.
Maybe New Labour, the Blairites, will leave Labour and join up with the Cameroons.
Yeah.
I mean, what's not to love, Bobby?
Exactly, what's not to?
That's exactly the kind of split, implosion and destruction that would be so good for the health of the British people, don't you think?
Yeah, it'd be marvellous.
Bobby, thanks for that wonderful call from London. Well, we're coming to the end of the programme, so let me try and sum up where we are, where I am, where I'm standing on this. The Panama Papers, whatever the intention of some, have objectively burst like a nuclear explosion on the oligarchy that rules the world, the political and financial oligarchy. They are revealed. They are unmasked as the 1% who not only are content with stealing their people's money, but are determined to hide it away lest anyone ever comes to take any of it back. You see, Costas said earlier, anyone would do it. Well, any selfish, greedy oligarch would do it. But there's no civilization without taxation. You can't have schools and hospitals and police and firefighters and ambulances and roads and trains and railways and buses. You can't have all the trappings of civilization without taxation. And the richest people should pay the most taxation. But our richest people are hiding their money in Panama in order to avoid taxation, meaning that our country gets less and less civilized. You can continue this discussion on Twitter. comment_PressTV. For me, it's been Mark.
Hello, just comment your name and the phone number. And just make sure that your television volume is set up to 0.
0, 0. Can you spell your name for me?
Yeah, I know. You can redirect me to put through this phone number and then we'll be back.
Comment. Can I have your telephone?